You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Could you just start off by telling us about Strutfit?
Sure. Strutfit at a high level is bringing retail into the future. What we've identified is that retailers really want to use technology to deliver the best customer experiences, have efficiencies, ultimately make the most money. But they're not good at technology. I realized this when I was working at a footwear company. And so what we've created is a company which is delivering cutting-edge technology solutions to retailers. And the first place we're starting is in footwear retail, and specifically with the problem of buying shoes online. So if you've ever tried to buy shoes online before, actually, have you ever tried to buy shoes online before?
I have not, but my brother did recently.
How did that go?
Luckily, they did end up fitting.
Most of the time, they do end up fitting. So about 70% of the time, they fit. But then around 30% of the time, they don't fit. And that's a massive problem for users and for retailers as well. So we take the guesswork out of that sizing process. So we let people scan their feet at home using their smartphone. All they have to do is put their foot on a piece of paper and take a top-down photo. And we guide them through all that. There's no app downloads. You can use any phone. And then we have a bunch of algorithms which work out the length and width of your feet down to about 1 millimeter of accuracy. And then using the information that the brand has provided to us, we're able to recommend a personalized size suggestion for you in that specific brand and in that specific style. That's the current product. People seem to love it. We've had, I think, something like 60,000 people have used it across 10 or 11 retailers. And we're just getting more and more momentum every week.
Why until now, essentially, has there been a lack of high-tech footwear solutions?
So it's two things. One is the technology wasn't ready. So the people who tried to solve this, say, 10 years ago, just wouldn't have been able to do so. Camera phones weren't high resolution enough. Internet speed wasn't fast enough. And then deep learning wasn't as ubiquitous as it is now. So deep learning is a form of machine learning where, you know how Tesla cars can like self-drive themselves? It's that technology. So we use the same technology and framework, and that stuff just didn't exist 10 years ago. It only came into the mainstream about maybe 5 years ago. And at that time, it was being used for like really difficult problems like, you know, self-driving cars. And only now can four engineers out of Auckland, New Zealand start working on and using these frameworks for other cool stuff. So yeah, part of it is timing. But then the other part is people weren't really looking to solve the customer experience problem. I think they were too focused on technology. So there's really high-end solutions where there's like hardcore devices, like scanners in store, which you can go in and scan in, but no one really made it easy to scan at home. And then there was another company which would ship out like a sock or some mat to you. And then again, that would give you a very highly accurate scan. But what they weren't doing is looking at the customer journey and being like, hey, when does the customer actually want this information? It's when they're about to purchase the product. So they're looking at the product on the product page and they want that information almost immediately. Because if you have to wait, you're just going to buy a couple pairs of shoes and just return the ones that don't fit. So I think it's the technology, and then it's also our methodology and looking at the customer experience and combining the two let us get ahead of it. People are starting to try copy our solution now, but that's only a mark of success, I think.
Can you explain a little bit more about the technology that Strutfit uses and what it's currently able to do?
So the foot scanning is in a pretty good place at the moment. So yeah, we let you put your foot on a piece of paper and take a top-down photo. And that photo basically gets processed by a neural network, which helps us determine what parts of the image are the foot, what parts of the image are the toes, the paper. And after that, we do lots of post-processing, and we use the paper size because that's always the same everywhere, apart from in America because Americans. And we scale that scene. And from that, we can pull out the length and width of your foot really accurately. So that's cool and that works. The next thing we want to do is make it even more convenient. So a piece of paper is sweet, and a lot of people are scanning it. Somewhere between 5 and 15% of a retailer's sales will be using Strutfit if they've integrated with Strutfit. But we obviously want that to be a lot higher. So the next thing we're working on is letting people use plastic cards from their wallet to scan their feet. So you just place like a loyalty card or a driver's license or a credit card next to your foot and take a photo, and we'll be able to use that object for scale instead, making it a lot more convenient. So that's probably the next big thing in our scanning. But then we're also working on a lot of in-store things from some clients in Australia and Asia Pacific who are like, cool, we love the technology, want to use it online, but also we'd love to use this technology in a store. And, you know, what does that look like? So we're working through that at the moment as well.
And have more people been purchasing shoes online because of COVID-19? And has the pandemic helped your business model in any way?
100% people are purchasing more online. So a lot of the in-store sales had to be replaced by online sales. And commerce overall didn't slow down that much. So almost all those in-store sales were absorbed into online sales. Has it helped the business? So in the first instance, it didn't, because everybody got really scared. All the retailers got scared, so they cut all the extra spending. So there was some customers we had on trial which didn't end up converting, which was initially kind of scary. We're like, you know, what do we do? But we planned for the worst case, and we got probably the best case, where we raised some money, hired some more people, and moved a lot faster. And then so midterm, COVID's probably good for us. People are still a little bit scared and trying to focus on their core business model. But in saying that, the ones who are in a better position are very quickly looking to increase their online experience, because they realize that's probably the only way they'll be trading for a while. And that's where we come in. So we've seen some large brands move a lot quicker with us than we expected. And that's really helped. So yeah, slow in the beginning, and then mid and long term, I think very good for us.
And can you tell us what brands partner with StrutFit, and where can our listeners see StrutFit in action?
So some local brands, if there's guys listening, they can head to Aquila. They do really cool men's dress shoes and sneakers. For females, there's a lot more options. There's Joe Mercer, have some really cool informal female footwear. If they go on the website, they can see everyone we're partnered with, but that'll be male and female. And then a kids brand would be Bobucks, which make beautiful children's shoes. And shopping with kids is always really hard, because you have to take them into a store, and that's a mission in of itself. And then the biggest brand we're probably partnered with right now is a group called Next PLC, so the department retailer group out of the UK, which do something like $4 billion in revenue a year. So that's a big one for us, and we're working through that. So that's also another option. But yeah, if they head to the website, you can see all the partners live there.
How long have you been working on this for, and how did your idea develop over time?
Yeah, ideas always take a lot longer, and businesses always take a lot longer than I think people claim or they say. So for us, like the first part of this started like late 2015 or early 2016. We went through the Summer Lab, which was an entrepreneurship program at the University of Auckland. And then we worked part-time on it for like 2 or 3 years. The final year I was actually at Bobucks leading technology for them. But yeah, we worked part-time on it for ages, validating everything, making sure the investors we were bringing in were happy with the progress, and then getting pretty good terms for that capital raise as well. So, and then in 2019, about March 2019, we raised our first round, which enabled 3 of the staff to go full-time. And then from there, we've just been growing steadily since.
And outside of StrutFit, you've also had a passion for encouraging anyone in Aotearoa that they can be successful, for example, for your Symbolically Kiwi exhibition. So what motivated you to share this message?
Yeah, so that was really random. Like I never set out to be an artist in the first place. So that whole, I guess, progression in my own journey was kind of random, but it was just following something I liked doing. So it was just pursuing a creative endeavor, which eventually snowballed into the largest interactive art exhibition in New Zealand. But yeah, I had a goal, I think, to be in an art gallery. And then while I was talking with a couple of friends, I'm like, well, why not just have the biggest exhibition in New Zealand? Because if you're going to work hard for something, it's going to be probably as much work to do both those things. So you might as well do the harder thing and have a bigger impact. And so while I was working on another art exhibition with this rapper called Machine Gun Kelly, I was like, oh, before I do one overseas, like let's look in New Zealand. There's probably a story worth telling here. And there certainly was. What I was trying to do was combat the tall poppy syndrome, which we have, which I think everyone trying to do anything meaningful goes through, regardless of whether they succeed or not. I feel like a lot of people get put off just by even when they go for something and their friends will make some snarky comments. So I was trying to combat that. And I thought the tall poppy syndrome existed for a couple of reasons. One was people thought that it was like a zero-sum game and that if someone else succeeded, there was less success for them, which is the opposite of true. Like if Peter Beck is succeeding, then there's actually more success for people because he's created a rocket industry which didn't exist. And then the other part was people thought that these people were something special and, you know, if they could do it and then the normal person couldn't do it. So I wanted to show that, you know, people like Helen Clark, Joseph Parker, Kane Williamson, Kirsten Dodgen, that they were just still normal people and we just paint them up to be, you know, extraordinary human beings. And they're really cool people, but they're still just people. So yeah, the purpose of the exhibition was to celebrate their success, but then also show that, hey, these people from different walks of life, from growing up underneath the poverty line in Hong Kong, which was Michelle Dickinson, Nano Girl, that they can go on to achieve success in whichever endeavor and field that they want. And the exhibition was just a way to empower people and deliver that message. And we delivered it to 1,200 people that came through, despite COVID level, I think it was 2.5 at the time, and then the thousands of people, tens of thousands of people who saw online as well.
And just finally, what are your next steps you're looking at for Strutfit for, say, the next year or a couple of years?
Yeah, so the next steps are, right now we're actually hiring a salesperson. So if anybody is interested, we've already got a couple salespeople and we just want to keep going on that. So the plan is to scale the internal, the current solution to, as I said, something like $1 million a year, and then start working on our in-store solution, which a bunch of retailers want. And then that'll be the focus for a couple years. Meanwhile, we'll be working on expanding the scanning to go just from scanning feet to scanning the whole body, and then enable sizing suggestions for basically all apparel instead of just footwear. So that's the play. There's plenty of other value adds we can, as we spend more time with retailers, as we partner with more retailers, we're learning more about them and their problems and their needs. So there's always space for us to expand horizontally and add more value in different verticals for them as well.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.